Let's go to the River Islands guest line. It is time for none other than Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great, and so is this season in our weekly conversation with Steve Kerr. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fantastic, and we're excited to talk to you every week. We're excited about the start of this season. Why don't you kind of give the listeners a little bit of a sense of, like, beyond the obvious, right? Like, Clay doesn't play for the team anymore, but like, what's different in terms of your approach with this roster this year?
Well, I think Clay's departure and absence has kind of forced us to rethink things a little bit and given us an opportunity to reimagine ourselves and how we're doing things. You know, we have a very deep roster, really deep team, and a lot of competition for playing time. So, you know, we're excited about the year. We got a good team. We've got a really good vibe. The guys are excited. It's been a good, good training camp. So we're ready to roll.
Are you starting to sharpen exactly the roles the guys are going to play, or is that something that is going to evolve throughout the early part of the season?
Yeah, I think that's going to have to evolve. You know, we've got a lot of guys who are more than capable, and so we're going to play a lot of people. We want to be really good defensively and in short bursts with playing a lot of guys. You know, we have to use our depth in order to be a good team, and that means making sure we are really really playing hard for these short bursts and be ready for the next group to come in. So that's kind of where we are.
Steve, I want to jump right into the first of 1,000 Moses Moody questions we will no doubt ask throughout the season. But the new contract for him, does that also, like, that kind of an investment in a player from a team, does that automatically come with it a lot of minutes?
Man, I wish it were that simple. I think that what we see with our roster is, you know, we basically replaced Clay with three really good veteran players, with Melton and Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson. And so what we're looking at is a roster that is really deep at a lot of different spots, and Moses is one of those guys who we're really excited about. So we're investing in players we believe in and people we believe in, and Moses had a great camp, and he's definitely part of the mix, but so are a lot of other people. So there's no guarantees of anything. We play the people night after night who we think give us the best chance to win, and we go from there.
More bodies than spots, which is a better problem than the alternative, which is more spots than bodies. And, you know, I think you've definitively said that Steph Curry will be in the starting lineup, and I assume that Draymond will as well. Can you reveal the other three members of your starting five, Steve?
I'm not going to do that till tomorrow, till game time. But I know who I'm going to start, and I'm excited. I think, like I said, with Clay leaving, with Chris Paul leaving, it leaves a void for sure. And Clay, especially, just given how much he's meant to our organization and our identity. And so it's going to be different, but we have to embrace that. You know, as much as we're going to miss those guys, we really have to embrace the opportunity to try to be better in certain ways. I know that's how we've looked at it from a coaching standpoint. We have tried to figure out what do we have to do to improve our team, and what do we have to do differently. I think it's important as a staff not to just repeat the same things we're doing. We've got to make sure we're always trying to get better as well, and so that's what we're focused on. A lot of new talent, a lot of depth. Let's lean into that.
Steve, if you won't say who the starting five will be, can you tell me who the seven players on the bench will be?
No, I can't do that either. All right. Sorry.
I thought I'd ask. I mean, I figured it was a fair follow-up.
I figure everyone will be at on the bench at some point.
Ah, good point. Probably. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so.
Scoring for Kirk.
Well, Steve, what about this, though? Because I think famously people will go, oh, it's a good problem to have, right? You have depth. You have a lot of good players. But how do you avoid what felt like kind of a headache for you at times last year by having so many people who deserve to be on the floor?
Well, you know, that's my job, is to coach these guys and talk to them day in and day out and make sure they're doing well and make sure they're aware of their circumstances. And that's what coaching is. So, the depth is a great problem to have. But it doesn't come, you know, without some difficulty in terms of, guys, not being thrilled all the time. And that's part of the deal. And so we'll coach them up and we'll have them ready to go.
Coming out of a camp where things went well from a win-loss standpoint, which means virtually nothing, but how did it feel once you got Andrew back and he was healthy and ready to go? Are you looking at this season as one of high hopes for Andrew as he tries to kind of rediscover that form from a couple years ago?
Yeah. I think I'm definitely excited about Andrew, and I think he's in a good place. I think there's a great opportunity for him to bounce back and be the player that we know he can be. And unfortunately, he missed the first week of camp with the illness, and so he's not where he's going to be in a couple of weeks. But I was impressed with him the last week or so, and I think he's primed to have a good year.
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. We'll do it every week throughout the Warriors season. Coach, the last couple of years so well documented with everything that happened in camp 2 years ago, and the Draymond and Jordan situation. And then last year, you've been very open with what was just a mentally challenging situation for Clay. Is it fair to say that this group, it feels lighter right now with the way you're all connected?
No, I think that is fair. And every year is a little different, and you can't always control all that stuff. You're constantly hoping that you get a group in a good vibe and in a good place, and that's where we've been with this year's team and camp. There's a really good sense of we've got a chance to prove people wrong and to have a really good team, and we got a lot of guys who are excited to be here, and I know I'm excited. I this is year 11 for me, which is crazy, but I'm feeling refreshed and ready to go and really excited about this season.
The whole idea of prove people wrong, and I can sense the chip on the shoulder for, Steph and Draymond, and even maybe for yourself after people are starting to put a finality to the great run that you've had. Is that a big motivator, especially for some of the guys who were here in the last championship run?
It's not anything that we talk about, but it's kind of inherent in the fact that these guys are all competitors, and they are excited. They want to win. They've won a lot in the past, and when people don't think you can do it, that's a natural motivator for sure. So we don't discuss it, but it's there.
Coach, during the preseason, you guys have been firing up a lot more three-pointers. To what extent is that part of the plan? And is there kind of a target number that you want the guys to put up every night?
Yeah, I never mention that to the team. I don't say how many. I just know that we want to generate a lot of good ones. That's the plan. We want to play fast. We want to push the ball. We want to open threes in transition, and I think we're well suited for that. We have more shooting depth on this team than any team we've had in a long time here. We've always been obviously a great 3-point shooting team, but I think more top heavy than anything, with Steph and Clay and Kevin Durant and But with this team, I think we legitimately have, you know, seven, eight guys who are going to shoot threes, and that's a good thing.
Does playing fast preclude you from being a good defensive team, or do those things not connect?
No, you can do that. You can connect. My first year coaching, 14-15, we led the league in pace and led the league in defensive efficiency. So you can do both. It's getting harder for sure, given the number of threes everybody is out there taking and the pace that everybody's playing at. But you can be good at both things for sure.
Steve, the fans certainly took note of the fact that an extension deadline for Jonathan Kuminga passed, and so now he goes into this season with something to prove. What would you and the organization like to see him prove this year?
Well, I think, you know, that's just normal negotiation stuff. I mean, we want JK here for the long haul, and I want him to have a great year and put himself in a position next summer where we agree to a contract and you know, one that he's thrilled with and that we're happy with as well. So that's the plan. You know, I think for JK, it's a matter of continuing to get better like he's been doing for the last 3 years. I think everybody wants everything to happen right away, but for young players especially, it rarely works that way. But if you just look at JK's arc of development, he is dramatically better now than he was 3 years ago. So you just got to keep working, keep getting better at everything that we're teaching every day.
And even over the last 6 months, how has he gotten appreciably better from last April when the play-in didn't go your way to now when camp is breaking?
Well, he shot the ball a lot better in preseason. Has seemed confident from three. I think he's running the floor better. It's really a big priority for us this year. We want Wiggs and Trace and JK. We want our most athletic players really sprinting the wings. And, I've made no mistake about it. We've got to be better this year in terms of our transition offense and our transition defense. And JK is a big part of that. So we're working hard on that this year.
Steve, there's a pretty in-depth article that came out today in The Athletic with regard to your guys' offseason. And Draymond has spoken publicly about it, about some fairly high-level trades that you guys were at least considering. So a few questions about it. First of all, like, how would you sort of describe what Mike Dunleavy's strategic approach is right now at this time with Steph Curry only having, you know, so much time left?
Well, first of all, Mike is fantastic. I mean, he's really doing a great job. I think Bob really mentored him well over the years. I think Mike comes in with a great understanding of the league, you know, both as a player and as the son of a, you know, former coach and GM. So he's got a great feel for people, and I think this offseason showed that. You know, he really kind of weaved in everybody, our coaching staff, our front office, our players, to try to figure out, you know, what can we do to put the best floor on the team, and, you know, what do we need, what are we looking for, and so he looked at everything, you know, and tried to pull in the big fish. When that didn't work out, he pivoted. He ended up getting, you know, in free agency, some really good players with Kyle and Buddy and DeAnthony. And he's kind of cleaned up our books. He's looking long-term. He's positioning us now where, you know, we pretty much have all our picks going forward. So I think Mike is just really wise. I think he's done a great job with the roster, and he's poised to, you know, to make a move if something is out there that he thinks can make the team better.
I'd also ask, what kind of mentorship do you have to offer to some of the young players who I would imagine can kind of infer from an article like that they might have been a part of some sort of a move in the offseason?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things we try to do is remind the players how this business works, you know, and you have to be brutally honest with the guys, and they appreciate that. But the best thing every player can do is make himself a great asset. you know, and it's a really weird business that we're in. You know, we're asking these guys to be, you know, to be loyal to us and help the team win. And, oh, by the way, we might trade you, you know, yeah. It's really a weird, it's a weird business. But when you're honest with the guys and you understand, they understand, you know, hey, this is how this works, you know, then I think they appreciate it. And it's easy for me to share the fact that, you know, I played on six different teams in 15 years and it's not easy getting traded and getting cut and getting injured and all the stuff that happens to you as a player. But, you know, the flip side is the more valuable you make yourself to your team, the more valuable you make yourself, you know, when contract comes around, whether it's for your team or another one. And that's the way the business works. And you just have to, you know, remind the guys of that. And I think they appreciate that.
And one guy who probably understands it is Buddy Hield, who's now playing for his fifth team. And I'm fascinated to watch him fit in and just watch the green light be on and watching him go out there and try to bring that electric offense. What's been your early impression of Buddy Hield as a Golden State Warrior?
Buddy is, number one, a breath of fresh air. I mean, I look forward to seeing him every day. He brings a joy and a lightness to work. He loves the game. He loves the process of putting in the work. And he's a hell of a player. I think he's second in the league in three-pointers made after Steph over the last 5 or 6 years. That's a pretty impressive number. So, you know, he's going to be a guy who we rely on for scoring off the bench and you know, a lot of threes, but also a lot of energy. I just like the way he plays. I like the feel when we put him into the game.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game every week throughout the season. Coach, this has been so, so well discussed, but I do wonder as a new season starts, after everything that has happened over the last two seasons surrounding Draymond's emotions, what kind of conversations have you had with him going into this season so there isn't any sort of a repeat?
Draymond and I have been together 10 years, and we talk all the time about everything. And he's in a great place. He's had a really good camp, not just in practice every day and what we've seen in games, but just his leadership and his approach, his energy. So, you know, it's, I don't know what year it is for him. I think maybe 13. So, you know, he knows what we need of him, and, he and I work together all the time, and, we are anticipating a great season from Dre.
All right, Coach, it's Tuesday evening, I know you have a game in 24 hours, but I think 72 hours, the Dodgers will play in the World Series. Do you have a comment with a mind on who's listening?
Yeah, you know, so we had an open practice the other night at Chase, and Bob Fitzgerald says, as he's interviewing me in front of 10,000 fans, said, "So you're a Dodger fan and Kyle Anderson is a Mets fan. You guys have a bet?" I said, "Fitzy, you know, like, do you mind? Like, we don't have to talk about what baseball team I grew up cheering for. Like, we're in the Bay Area. I think, can we just keep that quiet?" So I would appreciate it if you guys would just maybe focus on NBA stuff instead as well.
We can do that. Yeah. I also want to focus on your half-court shot that was seen at the open practice. You chuck one in from 50 and you just walked it off, Coach. Is that something that you engage in regularly, a little half-court shootout?
We shoot half-court shots for money. Like when we fine a guy for being late or something, we put money in the pot and we shoot half-court shots. And coaches are included, so we're allowed to win the money too. And ooh, I routinely shoot the underhand. I go the
Rick Barry,
the underhand. I don't always make it, but it was nice to make it with the cameras on, and I mic dropped and walked off the floor. That felt good.
And how much did you make that night?
I didn't make anything that night, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But during the season, we'll, you know, at shoot around on the road, we'll shoot for fine money. And I won a little money last year.
Okay. So
that's got to be unfair, though, because for Steph, that's like a free throw. Do you guys make him go three-quarter court just to make it fair?
It's really not fair, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, it's there's a reason our guys shoot so many half-court shots in practice. And, you know, they're trying to get some money out of it.
Coach, we look forward to the year. You're always a good sport, and we'll do everything we can to keep the baseball out of our mouths. Believe me, we don't want to talk baseball right now either.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. We won't talk about it.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Guys. All right, Steve. All right. Okay, there he goes. Steve Kerr and the Dubs play tomorrow night.
It's exciting.
Woo! And,